Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yankees and Royals, Joe Girardi and the umpires having some fun before the game. Girardi asked to clean off home plate after being ejected on Saturday and kicked a whole bunch of dirt on home plate. As for the action, Michael Pineda on the hill in the second inning, looking good.
The 1-2 is swung on and missed, ball in the dirt, picked up by Sanchez. Throws to first base to record the strikeout. Three up, three down.
Jamie Gordon had their first daughter, as expected. Everything went well. A swing and a miss and an off-speed offering from Michael Pineda. His second strikeout as he gets Soler. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Lorenzo Cain. That takes care of the Royals. But they're on the board. They score twice. And Vargas, the wind and the 2-2 offering. Swing and a ball well struck. Deep right field. Soler looks up. It's out of here. And it's a 2-1 game. Brett Gardner has been on fire. Has now 9 home runs over his last 21 games. Judge leads from second. The pitch, swing, and a high fly ball deep right field. That ball is way out of here. Into the second deck. And the Yankees take a 3-2 lead. As D.D. Gregorius continues to beat up on left-handers. That time a 2-run homer off of Vargas. Second of the year for D.D. Gregorius. It is 3-2 New York. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball headed up the middle. Second baseman Starlin Castro backhand. Throw to first. Safe. And here comes Soler home to score. Soler never stopped running. And a head first slide at home. He is safe. And the Royals tie the game thanks to heads up base running.
The Yankees right now checking it. Joe Girardi turning to his bench coach Rob Thompson. And I think they're going to ask them to check it. Have they ruled him out? They ruled him out.
Escobar.
There's a bang-bang play, but they rule Escobar out at first base, so the Royals do not score the run. The count is 2-2. The pitch. In there, strike three called, and the game is over. New York takes game one by a final score of 4-2. The winning pitcher, Pineda, the losing pitcher, Vargas.
The Royals come up short against the Yankees. Manager Ned Yost spoke about the loss and his starter, Jason Vargas's performance.
Vargas threw the ball great. Did a good job of keeping us in the game. The pitch to Gregorius for the two-run homer wasn't a horrible pitch. He was trying to go up and in and kind of got it down and in. I mean, got it on a good location in terms of the inner part of the plate, but just a little bit down lower than he wanted it. And the pitch to Gardner wasn't, that bad of a pitch either. Maybe just up a little bit out over, but just did a great job. We had opportunities. Three times we had runners at second base. Two times with one out, and one time after Hawes led off with a double, and we just couldn't, we couldn't capitalize on that. But Vargas did a good job. We just need to find ways to pick those runs up, especially in tight games like we had tonight.
Up next, the series against the Yankees continues on Tuesday. Danny Duffy up against Jordan Montgomery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.